welcomes to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue, and I've decided this week that my focus is going to be a little bit more on some self-love. Who's kidding who? Unless you're living with somebody or married, and realistically, even if you're married, who even knows if you're getting any action? But we're very limited to what we can do, right? So I thought to myself, has it really been fair that I've been sharing all these stories with two people, that are involving two people, during a time where we're getting to the point, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm so very hungry for human contact. And honestly, it's getting to the point that it's kissing. Kissing is what I feel that I'm missing the most right now, because you just can't. You can't do anything. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm gonna go find some short stories, focusing a little bit more on some self-love, maybe for myself, hopefully for you folks, who knows. And then I'm gonna have the amazing Kelson Jay is going to be joining me this week to have a little one-on-one about how she's been coping and how I've been coping with this lack of intimacy, the lack of being able to be intimate, and realistically, just wanting a kiss. That's been on my mind. So I found this little short story. I actually just typed in masturbation stories and tons came up. So I filtered through a few of them and then I just decided to pick this one. And the person doesn't have a pen name, unfortunately, so I will leave the username that they have, and hopefully that person will hear that I read something that they wrote. Now, what I will say is this person, based on what I've read in their bio, is male. So I'm pretty stoked at reading something that was written by a male that has a female lead. So that's what the story, it's a female. So I dig that. Okay, so let's get started. And the title of this is called One Is Fun. The front door clicked shut behind Zoe Ryan and she leaned back against it, eyes closed and a smile of relief playing on her lips. Home at last. It was Friday night and one Zoe had looked forward to all week. At 42 and divorced for several years, she didn't have a man to come home to, but that was just how Zoe liked it. Marriage had been an unhappy time. Maybe John had been the wrong man, but their 4 years as husband and wife confirmed that Zoe was happiest alone. She'd always enjoyed her own company and a satisfying career in healthcare, plus a full and social life meant she certainly wasn't lonely. As for the lack of a sexual partner, Zoe hadn't missed having a male bedfellow, one bit, a prolific masturbator since before her first period. Zoe could get herself off with ease, and no man had come close to giving her the orgasms she experienced alone. This last fact was the reason Zoe had looked forward to this moment so much. Although she tended to masturbate several times a week in 5-minute sessions around her busy schedule, every so often, she would set aside a whole evening for, quote-unquote, me time. This would be a night when she would pamper herself completely, culminating in a drawn-out, self-loving treat. Zoe would allow the anticipation of the night's self-pleasure to build in the days leading up to it, abstaining in order to intensify her pleasure when the moment arrived. Tonight was one such night. Zoe had bought a luxury ready meal for herself, which she popped into the oven while running a bath. Having eaten her meal and enjoyed a glass of wine, Zoe climbed the stairs, stripped off into the bathroom. Standing in front of the long mirror, Zoe considered her body, short and slim, with elegant shoulders and small, neat 32A breasts. She looked after her body with regular gym routine. She kept her brown hair short, just below her ears, and had green eyes and a cute button nose. Lowering herself into the bath, Zoe let go a long, satisfied sigh as the heat enveloped her. Between sips of wine, she soaked her arms and legs, then her neck, stomach, and back. She was careful to avoid her breasts and vulva, wanting to savor what she had planned. Wrapping a huge towel around herself, Zoe carefully dried her body and hair before moisturizing thoroughly. Although her body and mind were now utterly relaxed,
Zoe still felt a knot of excitement in the base of her stomach as she anticipated what was to come.
Zoe went to her jewelry box and retrieved a pearl string before laying it in the center of her king-size bed. She was finally ready. She spread the fingers of both hands wide, taking all the time she needed, and ran them up and down her arms, legs, and stomach, first in one direction, but then the other. She traced her nails up the insides of her thighs, doing so with the deliberate, agonizing slowness before stopping just short of her crotch. Lifting her legs in the air, Zoe teased and stroked her buttocks, running a finger up and down the crack and loving the tickly yet arousing sensation. Next, she ran her fingers from her cheek down the side of her neck and continued to her tiny breasts. Zoe circled a single digit around each nipple before taking them between her two fingers and running through her full repertoire of techniques, rubbing, pinching, rolling, and flicking them until they were stiff and tingling. Zoe reached for the pearl string and, holding it at one end, dropped it between her legs. She then began to slowly drag the beads towards her, pulling them between her labia and over her clit. The sensation of each pearl bumping against her folds was pure bliss, and Zoe repeated this favorite technique time and again until she secreted smooth, warm fluid and her clit throbbed, aching to be touched further. Zoe then took the pearls and inserted them into the silken wetness of her vagina, carefully pushing them inside one by one until around a quarter of the string hung outside of her. With the middle finger of her right hand, Zoe began rhythmically flicking her swollen clit, the glancing movement increasing her arousal as slowly as possible. Her eyes were closed in concentration as a frown formed on her forehead. A couple of Zoe's toes twitched as she sensed her orgasm approaching, resisting the urge to flick faster, breathing deeply. Zoe reached between her legs with her free hand and gripped the loose pearl string. She felt an overwhelming electric warmth rise from within her genitals. An impulse took over as she flicked faster at her clit. As her orgasm arrived, Zoe slowly pulled on the string, basking in the combined sensation as the pearls flowed from her lips while her clit exploded with pleasure. This avalanche of joy caused Zoe to emit a guttural before she drew breath and released a long, almost agonized moan while the orgasmic aftershocks ran through her body. Zoe skillfully slowed her flicking down in time with her climax, subsiding, coming to a halt just as the final wave of pleasure left her. Curling into the fetal position and shaking from head to toe, Zoe pulled the covers around her and fell into a deep sleep from which she did not wake until the following morning. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little snippet, that little short story. And feel free, folks, I always leave my email in the show notes. If you have something you want to share, something you want me to read, or if you just want to say hi, feel free. Other than that, this has been Ryan Blue Reads to You, and I'm Ryan Blue. Sweet dreams.